This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. No stir, creamy, natural peanut butter spread. Quote, no stir, creamy, natural peanut butter spread. End quote. You might be wondering why it says no stir. Ingredients: peanuts, sugar, palm oil, salt. Contains peanuts. Distributed by Walmart, Inc., Bentonville, Arkansas. This is marketing at its finest. So, no stir, creamy, natural peanut butter spread. You might be thinking, that's awesome. Now, I have to stir it. That's because they added palm oil to it. It's more of a liquid than a solid. But you don't have to stir it. That's marketing. This is where we are today. Stretching the truth. Puffery. Letting the GDP continue to be misinformed. We have a full syllabus today, and I've gotten sidetracked. Bert, so Waymo is that still on the table for discussion?
Yeah, I was going to say if we were getting into nutrition, we should have our nutrition instructor on. Because peanut butter, I didn't know you had to stir peanut butter. But
right.
What do I know?
Well, that's because it never said, as far as I know, on the label, stir it. Right? You just put a knife into the peanut butter, and it had peanuts and salt, and that was it. But it's been improved with palm oil, so you don't stir it. Imagine that. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to see a group of people that are called into a meeting and say, look, half of you, who likes peanut butter? All right. Okay, so we're going to give you peanut butter, and you guys can have all the peanut butter you want, and we'll come back in a year, and the rest of you come back, you know, in a year, and we'll meet, and we'll put you all back on a scale and see what's different because of the additives that people are eating in the food. It's unbelievable how fat people have gotten. Sponsored by your government. They think it's great. They think it's great to withhold from you the ingredients and the countries of origin in products and foods. These guys, I actually learned, it wasn't true, but I learned that our representatives work for us. They don't work for us. They work for themselves. They work for themselves. Even Congress people will say, if you go up to them and go, you work for me, they'll tell you, no, actually I don't, because I get my paycheck from Washington. I work for them. True. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, we're going to take a switch of a few thousand miles over to Europe, where, you know, they have a pretty bad energy problem there, a severe crisis, because they didn't think through their clean energy agenda when they started shutting down fossil fuel plants and nuclear plants and all kinds of other plants, and thinking they were going to run all of Europe on windmills and solar panels. But in a little bit of maybe different news, last week the new Prime Minister of Sweden has eliminated the entire Ministry of Climate and Environment, and a few of the people will keep their jobs. They'll just be under a different ministry, but the entire ministry is gone, and of course there's people now crying that the world's going to crumble because, well, as it's quoted in this article that I am reading from Armstrong Economics from last week, it basically says people are crying the world is now going to crumble because they're not getting funding to the government politicians who pretend that they have the ability to alter the weather cycle and need more funding. So if you hear what they're saying is people are complaining by eliminating this department. We've eliminated this department that thinks they had the ability to alter weather, which is, I guess, what their mission was. So basically Sweden is also going to be adding new power plants, and they've gotten out of they've departed from something called Agenda 2030, which is a group that basically says, you know, we're going to get off fossil fuel by 2030. Well, that probably wasn't going to happen. So I don't know. I guess we can call that good news. Everyone thinks Scandinavia is left-wing and all these different ways of thinking of how we're going to get energy from who knows where. But actually, in many ways, Scandinavia is ahead of the rest of the world. You know, a lot of the Scandinavian countries did not close down to the same extent during COVID. They realized it was important to leave their schools open and their economies run so they didn't have to print money and pay people to do nothing. And so countries like Sweden and Denmark, I think history shows, did the right thing. So something to think about. So, Vince, the Swedish Ministry of Climate and Environment is no more. First time in 35 years. No climate ministry in Sweden.
You know, I am all for breathing clean air.
Oh,
and I know how. Yeah. And I know how to do it. It's really simple. You know, what we did back in the 80s, and we said, the government said, y'all are going to have to make cleaner running cars. So the automakers said, well, what are we going to do? We've got these engines and they've got all this tooling. And so the government gave an edict, mandate, told them that they were going to make it happen. And they were going to reduce the amount of fuel that vehicles used by increasing the fleet miles per gallon, meaning y'all make this number of cars and trucks, we're going to take the average, and we're going to make sure that the average vehicle in your fleet gets more miles per gallon. So this is really tough to do. So more miles per gallon and clean up the engine, clean up the air.
Yeah, because they're counterproductive, Vince, because right. What you want to do to clean up the environment is lower the compression ratio, put all kinds of attachments on the engine. But, I mean, they're counterproductive because what you do to reduce pollution hurts gas mileage, and what you do to improve gas mileage usually works the other way. Now, there's a few things that work both ways, like make the car smaller, make the engine more efficient. But most of the other things, they either went one direction or the other. So that's why a lot of the U.S. automobiles from the 70s were some of the worst ever produced. Late 70s,
yeah, so early what they 80s. Did... Okay, so my 1968 AMX had air injection. Literally what they did was they stuck an air pump on the engine, and they drove this air pump by a belt. And so that took horsepower. It took fuel to run this pump. And what it did was it pumped air right into the exhaust manifold, right next to the exhaust valve, so that the hot gases that came out of the combustion chamber after the explosion cycle of the four-cycle engine, right after that, there would be unburned hydrocarbons, and it just pumped air into the exhaust manifold right where the exhaust was the hottest, and it would set it on fire in the exhaust system. Okay? Well, that's one way. How about making the engine, redesigning the combustion chamber to use the fuel more efficiently, like what Lotus did, what Chrysler did by creating a hemispherical combustion chamber and putting the spark plug at the top rather than a wedge-shaped combustion chamber with a spark plug, you know, near the apex of one of the angles of the wedge. So it could be done. So instead of just pumping air in and burning the unburned hydrocarbons, or some of them, how about having less unburned hydrocarbons, meaning get more miles per gallon, more efficiency? They didn't do that until 20 years later. Well, actually, in 1970, I think they had a 426 Hemi Chrysler engine. But that was their, you know, big horsepower engine. But it took, you know, Mercedes-Benz does that now, and a lot of the other companies do it now. Lotus did it back in 1970, for sure, 1974, they had a Hemi. Double overhead cam Hemi engine, four cylinder, worked great. I raced it. I know a lot about those engines. So the bottom line is, what we could have done was we could have made a more efficient engine. We could have trimmed the parasitic drag, some of the parasitic drag out of the running gear, made the vehicles more aerodynamic. But what we've done now is we've pumped up the horsepower on these engines so they go fast. You know, Joe Biden likes to go fast, that kind of go fast. Well, that's what the automakers have done. Bert, you're not going to believe this. We had a truck come into our shop for a post-purchase inspection. This truck was a Ford, late model Ford, V6, not a V8, a V6, two turbochargers on an F-150 pickup truck. Big wheels, big tires, all aluminum body. All aluminum. Let me say it a different way. All aluminum body. Even the pickup truck bed was aluminum. So what they did was they improved the horsepower, the torque of this engine, by putting two turbochargers on it and stripped down the weight by putting replacing the steel with aluminum, so it's nowhere near as crash-worthy, in my opinion. It's big and puffy. It's got more aerodynamic drag than an older-style, smaller-faced, less aggressive-looking grill. Not my cup of tea. Now, it's not going to rust, which is my cup of tea. But if it gets hit, it's going to be expensive to fix. That's where we're going, Bert. Aluminum and plastic. And do you think that the salesman that sold that vehicle new to the first customer, do you think the salesman said, "Look, y'all, this is a twin turbocharged high performance race car engine, but we put it in a truck. Now it's not going to last, you know, the 300,000 miles that you're used to. It'll probably last 200,000 because we're really stressing this little V6 in this great big pickup truck, and we've increased the rating for the towing of it so you can pull a heavier load with a trailer. But by the way, when you shut this thing down after you run it, you got to let it run for idle down for a minute to let those turbochargers, and there are two of them, slow down so you don't burn up the turbochargers, which are going to be like a couple thousand bucks a piece. You think the salesman said that? I have my doubts. More complexity, and it's making no sense to me.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gung-ho, G-U-N-G-H-O. It's an Americanism that is derived from the Chinese. There was a U.S. Marine Corps major in World War II, and he used the term gung-ho, G-U-N-G space H-O, as a motto. And this was during his unconventional command of the 2nd Marine Raider Battalion. And other Marines picked up on gung-ho, and then it spread throughout America, and it was a term that was used when I was a child. He's gung-ho to do X, Y, Z. And it means overly enthusiastic, overly enthusiastic. And that might explain my behavior today. I might be gung-ho today. Bert, back to you.
Vince, how's your solar production been the last couple of days, in particular the last couple hours?
Well, I haven't checked it in the last. I checked it this morning before, just as the sun was rising, and I don't know, but not overly. It's overcast here, but a couple days ago, for the last 3 days, it's been lackluster because it's been overcast and drizzling and raining. But let me look out the window. It's pretty bright, so just from a lumen perspective, it looks like it's going to be a good solar day.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of the rays from the sun can pass through the atmosphere, so a lot of times if it's hazy, that doesn't necessarily affect some of the ultraviolet rays that can get through. The only reason I mention it, it's nothing to worry about, but a small blip, the last three bars on the planetary K index from NOAA, International Oceanic Atmospheric Association. So a little bit of a blip up, but not into the red zone. But I mention it only because we are on an increasing solar cycle. It's an 11-year cycle, and we're more than halfway through on the upswing. So solar activity is going to get higher over the next year or two. And the reason that's important for class is solar activity has an effect to human life on the planet. Not so much, we don't think, to the human body itself, but to all the things that mankind's added on the Earth, such as electronics, such as the power grid, such as anything that has a microprocessor or electric circuits in it. And we mentioned how in 1859 there was a massive solar storm that led to telegraph operators being electrocuted in their chairs. It led to people seeing all kinds of aurora borealis, no matter where you lived in the United States, not just in the northernmost regions. And it actually was strong enough that it warped the rail lines for trains. So we didn't have a lot of electricity back then, other than powering the telegraph system. We were not quite yet into telephones, but a latter storm, probably about half as strong in the 1920s, did hit the telephone system, and it actually set several telephone operating rooms, the relay stations, on fire. So we'll see what happens, but we are on an increase, so it's something to monitor, because why it's important is we depend on electricity for everything we do, and if the power grid goes down, or if it's just the electricity in your home going down, it's something to worry about and something you can prepare for. And the easiest way to prepare for is just do some simple steps in your home, things you can do, such as surge protectors that you can plug in and have your computers running off of and your refrigerator and all kinds of things like that. But more importantly is to put a whole home surge protector. These should really be mandatory on any new panel, I think, that goes in any new or remodeled construction. It's a very easy device, costs, you know, anywhere from $50 to $100. You plug it right in your circuit panel. And the advantage of that over the surge protectors you buy down at the hardware store is that these are right at the source of where electricity is coming into your home. So you have a better chance of protecting everything in your home from surges that occur, not so much from the sun, but from when the power goes down or back on, and the power company itself creates the surge when their system is getting shut on and off.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Berg, I'm going to check the meters right now, and I'll let you know when we come back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Representative Lee Zeldin takes a lead on the New York gubernatorial race in his attempt to oust Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. That's according to a Trufalgar Group poll announced overnight. Just under 1,200 voters were asked. 53% of those respondents were registered Democrats. Israelis began voting on Tuesday in the country's election amid a tight race between Prime Minister Yair Lapid and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. Well, there were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing on Wednesday night will be for an extensive $1.2 billion jackpot. That's the fourth largest in U.S. history. Last night's World Series game was postponed due to rain. It will be made up this evening just after 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert, to answer your question, I went outside during the bottom of the break.
Yeah.
And it's 56 degrees outside. It's November 1st. It's unseasonably warm. I cast a really long, dark, dark, dark black shadow being outside. I felt the temperature of the solar panels. They were warm to the touch at 56 degrees outside. So they are working. And then I went in to look at the meters. And these panels are 5 years old. They've been in use for 5 years. So one-fifth of their useful life expectancy has been consumed. Solar panels typically are rated at 25-year life expectancy. So there's 20% used up, and it was generating 2,000 watts. Now, is that a record? No, but it's really high. It's really high. As a matter of fact, this morning, I can look out the window when I'm broadcasting, and I had to actually close the curtains in the studio to keep the sun from coming in because the sun was so bright I couldn't see the monitors, you know, from the sun coming in the window. So, or windows. So bottom line is, yeah, it's not a record, but it's high solar output today. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay, it makes sense. So what I'm seeing here as I look at the planetary K index is yesterday we had actually very low intensity, abnormally low, and then it split to abnormally high the last, so let's say, 8 or 12 hours. So
okay, that jives. That absolutely jives. And I believe I said that, you know, the previous couple of days, 3 days, weren't very high solar output. So yesterday, total solar output for our three solar arrays was 18 kilowatts. Typically, we're in the, you know, for this time of year, maybe 30, 40. So it was abnormally low. Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and class, you can check this out. It's from the National Space Weather Prediction Center, part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The website is www.swpc.noaa.gov, and that's NOAA.gov, and look for something called the Electric Power Community Dashboard, and they show the planetary K index. So why is this important? Why would an atmospheric and oceanic organization be plotting out the planetary K index? Because they know that it's important for our electric power through your community. It is related to what happens from the sun, and that's why they publish. They actually update it every 3 hours and give a plot of the chart I'm looking at goes back to October 30th in three-hour increments. So, class, that's why they put it out there. It's you to monitor, and you can see trends. And I expect it's going to get a lot more active over the next year or so. And, Vince, for people that want to put a whole house surge protector in their panel, the easiest thing you can do to protect your home, I have some part numbers right off of the internet if you want me to give them out for some of the more common type of circuit panels, circuit breaker
panels.
You're talking
about General Electric BR type breaker?
Well, you're close. The BR is Eaton, but they're similar. General Electric, the normal, what's a lot of people just say GE, THQL, and the part number for the surge protector. Now, it goes in two slots because it covers your whole 220 volts. It's called THQL Surge, S-U-R-G-E, and those are available on Amazon right now. If you have Eaton type BR, their part number is Eaton part number BRN-S-U-R-G-E, and those are available. I'm looking right now at Amazon, $70. And for those who have Square D QO, which is a higher end, I like it, but everybody has their own flavor, what they like. But I have Siemens at my home, Vince, at least for my main panel. And that's a Square D part number QO2175SB, and that's the type QO surge protection device. And it's a little more expensive because the Square D Siemens type devices do cost a little more. And it'll only fit into the Square D QO load center. But it's $110 right now on Amazon. And you can maybe find it. I found them before under $100. So very easy to put in. If you can put in a circuit breaker, it's pretty much the same thing. You have one extra wire to connect up, and it's very easy, and anybody can really do it if you previously put breakers in your panel. You know, make sure turn off your your main breaker before you do it because you don't want to get electrocuted. That's the warning. Turn off the main breaker, which is usually up on top. Look for two adjacent slots. Plug it in. Connect up the neutral wire. And you're done. It's that easy. And turn back on your main breaker.
Yeah. Well, class, really, it's as simple as what Bert was saying. A whole house circuit breaker will protect both legs of the 220 volts. So you have 220 volts, which is actually split into 120 and 120. So you need two breakers, one on top of the other, to protect both legs of the breaker panel. And the one wire that Bert's talking about is the common wire that you will attach to the common bus bar. And as he said, turn off the main breaker. Now, sometimes the main breaker's on the top, and sometimes it's on the bottom. It depends on who wired it, because those breaker panels don't have a top and a bottom. The breaker panels themselves can be installed right side up or upside down. It's perfectly okay either way. And the way you correct that is by turning the door that is bolted on with either four or six, you know, machine screws. That can be made right side up. Okay, so they are designed to be installed either way. Ours are all fed from the bottom. Every breaker panel we have in our house is fed from the bottom. Lots of electricians like to feed them from the top. It depends on whether you're wiring coming into your house. The grid is fed from underground or overhead wiring. So that kind of sets the stage for whether your main breaker is going to be at the top or the bottom. Our wiring is underground, so we fed from the bottom. And what you said, Bert, our panels are General Electric. I don't know if they make them anymore. General Electric, I think, sold their most of their business to Asia. But Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T, Eaton, and they all make, those companies make breakers for the General Electric style panel. Now, I chose General Electric because the breakers themselves were the least expensive in design, and there's lots of competition to make competitive breakers for the General Electric style breaker. And the Square D is typically another style with a more proprietary design. I guess it's kind of regional. Maybe out your way there's more Square D. And it's a perfectly good company. It's just that the breakers generally cost more because they are not as common as the General Electric style with more competition in the marketplace. Back to you.
Yeah, and there's really just two basic standards. The so-called GE standard and the QO standard. But the problem is they're not all interchangeable within those two because sometimes there's little nuances. For instance, the way my, I know this because the way my house is wired, my main panel is Siemens QO. My two sub-panels are actually GE. And when I first bought the house, one of those sub-panels had a different brand. It looked like GE and it felt like it was the same dimensions, but it actually would not plug into a GE panel. It was I forget offhand, it was a different panel because there were little nuances in the plastic and tabs on how they would plug in. So you got to beware sometimes of those little nuances, but on a general statement, there's really only two main types of breakers that are used in the United States, either the so-called GE, THQL, or the Siemens, also known as QO, and basically, and also known as Square D, the Siemens. So pretty much, as far as I know, the surge protectors are universal in the sense that if you have the one for one of those two, it should fit into the appropriate panel. But if you want to be 100% sure, then get the, you know, if you have an Eaton BR, then get the Eaton BR type surge protector. Then you'll be 100% sure.
Yeah,
hopefully
and
I didn't
what you're
confuse
talking about
people.
These new, no, no. What you're talking about, these nuances, where you can take a BR breaker. BR is the industry nomenclature for a General Electric style circuit breaker. It's the packaging, the shape of the black breaker itself, and the way it hooks in and connects to the circuit panel. Well, there's one that looks like that, as Bert was saying. It looks almost identical. To the untrained eye, they're the same, but they're not, because there's nuances in the plastic, as you said, and there's a little tab, and what electricians do is they have this little tool, and they break off this tab, and they convert the breaker that wouldn't fit in the GE panel to make it fit. I don't like that.
I do not
like doing that, so I would not do that. So, class, it's really simple. If you've got a General Electric panel and you have BR breakers, take a look at the shape of your breaker. Maybe even pull one out and look at it and see what it says. And that will tell you what you need to buy for your whole house surge protection. But you will need to have a space for two breakers, one above the other, for whole house surge protection breaker installation. You'll have to have two slots, one above the other. Not one across from the other, one above the other. That's your requirement.
Yeah, side by side in the sense of vertical side by side, not horizontal side by side.
Correct. It must be vertical, one above the other. Okay. So, and there will be a bar that connects the two sides together. So when you flip this breaker is going to be twice as wide as a single breaker. And when you flip the breaker, you'll be throwing a breaker switch that will move both halves of the breaker simultaneously. Okay. And if you have a panel that has 220 volts, you'll see how the two breakers are tied together. That is the kind of slot that you're going to need. Two slots just like that for the whole house surge protector. And it usually has a light to tell you it's still working.
Yeah, and it's easier than putting in a breaker because there's only one wire.
Right. But you might have to take out some of the knockouts, or one knockout, or two knockouts.
You're like most Americans. You can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. You know, Bert.
Yeah.
I was thinking about what you've been saying about these surges. And the reality is, and I believe you mentioned this, the reality is that surges can come in from your neighbors. It can come in from lightning. It can come in from a CME. And what happens is if you're in a neighborhood and somebody's got a great big electric motor running some kind of shop equipment, every time that electric motor comes on, shuts off, it creates a spike. And it goes on the line. And it can travel to, you know, nearby buildings, houses. And the problem with a grid down situation, you know, or a local area power down situation, when the power comes back, all these devices, refrigerators, air conditioning, all these devices want to come on at the same time. They cause a massive spike, which is detrimental to your house. And your equipment wants to do the same thing. So my advice, and please correct me if you think that I'm wrong. My advice and what I do is, well, before we had our solar system, when the power went out, I would shut off the main breaker. And I'd wait till everybody else's power came back on. And, you know, it looks like lights are back on, you know, around here, the neighbors. And then I would turn my breaker on so that they all took the big hit rather than my equipment. Your comments?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Vince. And a lot of refrigerators get blown out when the power comes back on. Not so much when it goes off, although that can also affect it. But when it goes on, it can create a surge that wipes out the motor or some of the electronics controlling the motor. Now, they've tried, I know the power company out where I am, they've tried to find a way to gradually raise the voltage up, but they can't always do that. So inevitably, it's just simple math. It's a pulse. That first impulse, it's like a square wave, the front end of a square wave, and so that contains basically a pulse as it's first going on. And that pulse, it's not just the smooth ramp up when that happens, and it travels across. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's going to, in that milliseconds, it's going to dissipate somewhere. And, I mean, I hate to say it, but better your neighbor than your house. I mean, it'd be better if it went to no one's house or it just got sucked up by a bunch of surge protectors. But yes, that's the most dangerous time, is actually not so much when the power is going off, or, although that can be bad if it's flickering. You know, if a power line gets run over and it's flickering, and could that mean that's the worst. But generally, when it's going back on, there's a big pulse, and that's the danger piece. And newer refrigerators do seem to try to protect themselves a little better, but inevitably, every time power goes back on, refrigerators get destroyed, or at least heavy built to restore it.
Okay, so the bottom line, class, is the safest way to protect yourself, the least expensive, the free way to protect yourself.
Don't go
yourself
on the freeway.
Yeah, our friend Carl used to say, oh, I'll give you a tip, look both ways before you cross the street. So what you can do is, if the power goes off and you're in a neighborhood, you can shut your breaker off, okay? Just shut it off. And that way, when the power comes on, you know, you'll see it out the window, your neighbor's lights will come on, you go, okay, good, it's been on for a couple of minutes, it's probably stable now, and then you can turn yours on, okay? Turn your breaker back on. That's all you have to do. And that will save your equipment. For no cost. Now, as far as these surge protectors, that whole house surge protectors that Bert's talking about, they contain a device called an MOV, metal oxide varistor. There are a bunch of these in this circuit breaker style package, and they absorb the surges. Bang, 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 and they get them all the time. You can't see them, you can't feel them, you can't hear them, but your electrical system is taking a pummeling 24 hours a day from all the on-off of your own equipment, your own refrigeration, your air conditioning, and your neighbors, and whatever the power line's doing. So it's getting pummeled all the time, and they have a finite life. But we don't know how long that is, because it depends on how much it's getting beaten up. Right, Bert?
Yeah, and they will have a green light in it, either an LED or some other type of illumination. So when you open up your panel, and you should open it up, you know, once a month, whatever, and look at it, and you should see a green pilot light, I guess I'd call it, a little green light that tells you it's okay. If you see a red light, it means it's blown. Or in my case, I actually had half of my 220 went out because of moles that were eating up my power line. I have underground power. And I saw the red light on, but then I realized this because half of my 220 was missing. So it detected that fault. But yes, you can. If you see that green light turn to red, then it's time to get another one.
Yeah, yeah. Because if it has been beaten up to the point where it can't protect any longer, it can't protect any longer. So they do not last forever. And you know what? Some people might do. You might even leave the door of your electrical panel open so you can see it, see the breakers, and see the illuminator. Bert, thanks so much. I'll see you next week. Well, I'll see you Friday. Friday, yeah.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.